Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. William Shakespeare, Emily Dickinson, Robert Frost, Walt Whitman, Maya Angelou are just a few of the great poets who masterfully wielded words and showcased poetry's uncanny ability to calm, console, and connect us to the minds and feelings of others. And chances are, at some point in your life, you've read or written poetry in some form. But whether you have or not, you now have an opportunity through Delaware Shakespeare's Create Your Own Love Poem Workshop. In this week's edition of Arts Playlist, R. Kyle McKinnon spoke with Rachel O'Hanlon Rodriguez, poet, actor, teaching artist, and instructor of Delaware Shakespeare's Poetry Workshop, about this workshop and all things poetry.
Well, Rachel, there's so much stimulus and technology and distraction around us at all times, especially in 2023. How would you describe poetry's place and impact in a time like this?
I feel like poetry is about taking up space, both for yourself. And when you share a poem with others, it's an offering. It's a gift from your body, from your perspective to another. So I think poetry for me allows us to slow down and reclaim the present moment and focus on the little details, right? Like for me, poetry is like, how can I communicate what it feels like to see the sunrise if you've never seen a sunrise? You know, getting into every single detail and getting really curious about your feelings and your sensory experience. So I think the process of writing poetry is an invitation to the present moment, to slow down and really enjoy your experience in your body.
I could not have said that any better myself. And I'm a poetry lover. I've read, and I'll get to that in a sec, but I've read only scant amounts of Emily Dickinson, but she said this about poetry, which I really love. She said, "If I read a book and it makes my whole body so cold, no fire can ever warm me, I know that is poetry. If I feel physically as if the top of my head were taken off, I know that is poetry. These are the only way I know it. Is there any other way?" So I'm asking you, Rachel, why are you a poet? Why do you read? You know, what do you love about poetry? You know, why do you read and write it?
You know, I'm a lover of story. And I think story is how humans often learn throughout history, right? I believe our ancestors sat around fires and told ourselves stories of survival. It's how we pass down information and knowledge. And sometimes stories can get really, you know, heavy and dense and long. And for me, a poem can tell a story in such a short amount of time. It's like a bottling magic to me, because poetry can take on so many different forms and so many different shapes, so many different languages and cultures. And yet at the end, there's still this like seed of a story within it. But the story doesn't need to be linear in poetry the way that regular stories or even plays often need to function. A poem can tell you the story of an experience or a memory, a tiny moment in time. And I think that's what I really love about poetry, is it's not always trying to capture the whole. Sometimes it's trying to capture just a small part of a larger collage of our life. And I think that that's what I love about it, the juxtaposition of capturing a small part of what it means to have our humanity or to enjoy our human experience.
Yeah, I feel as though poetry is close to the origin of language overall. It really, you can express the inexpressible. You know, why do you think it's poetry though, as that medium that can convey or evoke, you know, certain feelings or thoughts and emotions that other mediums can't?
I find poetry to be in a lot of different art forms, but maybe disguised in a different form. Like musicians might not consider themselves poets, but lyrics are poetry as well. Hip hop is rhythm and poetry. That's rap. To be a rapper is to be a poet, to play with the rhythm of life. But I think why poetry is so connected to probably the evolution of linguistics and the written word is that we are creatures of a sensory experience. We as humans have a desire to share our experience with others. And I think it's an act of generosity. We want other people to also enjoy something we enjoy or be sad about something that was deeply upsetting to us. So I think poetry gets at that, how do you explain the little details or try to get someone to understand your personal experience? And I think that that's where poetry comes in. I mean, it's imagery, it's metaphor, it's playing with words, because life is tricky like that. And how do you get to explain that it's both tricky and fun and sad? And I think that that's why our poetry comes in.
Well, let's talk the L word then. That's kind of the theme of the workshop you're instructing, the Delaware Shakespeare's Create Your Own Love Poem Workshop. Some of the very best poetry I've ever read is about love, you know, whether it be longing or love lost, heartbreak, you know, and so on. Why do you think poetry lends itself to an emotion and a feeling such as love so well?
I mean, love is complicated, right? Like, all you need is love, but actually you kind of need more than just love. Our experience of love throughout our life really changes, right? Like, when you're a child, your idea of love is different than when you are a teenager. And when you're a teenager, you think you have love figured out, and then you get a little older and you're like, wow, love is complicated. And yet it's simple. And I think that's the thing that connects it to poetry. Poetry is complicated, and yet it's very simple. And I think that we're trying to always figure something out. Like, love is almost like a mystery that if we could figure it out, we'd have, like, I don't know, a mathematical formula for it, and then we can control it and life would be easier. But love is uncontrollable. It's a force all around us that we both activate and receive, you know? So I think there's an excitement of it and also a universality of it. You know, we all know someone that has loved and lost or found love that we admire. So I think that in the same way that we are connected with how we use words very often, how we explore our experience, I think love is one of those very easy things for us to latch onto. So I think love connects us in the sense that we all experience it in a very uncontrollable way.
Again, you put that better than I ever could. And it's universal, and everyone's experiences are so distinctive. But again, this all segues perfectly into Delaware Shakespeare's Create Your Own Love Poem Workshop, which you're instructing, as I just mentioned. Could you tell us about that workshop and what's it all about for those that don't know?
So, you know, I can't promise folks will leave this Delaware Shakespeare workshop as strong of a writer as Shakespeare. But what I'm excited about is to look at Shakespeare's text and demystify the writing process, right? Like, when we look at a Shakespeare sonnet, we see the sum of many parts and the power of it. But when we look at it, it's just like, okay, that's metaphor, that's symbol. This is how rhythm works, right? There are little ingredients, let's say. It's like a beautiful dish, but we didn't know what the ingredients were. So if we actually kind of unpack some famous love poems, we can maybe demystify this process. I also think that there are many folks that write in this world, but maybe don't consider themselves poets or writers. I think that often in our culture, there's this idea of like, oh, who deserves creativity or who can be considered a creative? I believe everyone has the capacity for creativity. I think that everyone can enjoy and learn something from engaging in that creative process. So for me, I'm really excited about demystifying our ideas of what writing is and allowing ourselves to find out what can become when we allow ourselves to have the space. So there's going to be opportunities to like adapt your own Shakespeare if that's what you feel excited about. There's going to be writing prompts to be like, what image comes to mind when we consider a couple of these questions, right? Like, what does love feel like? What does love taste like? What does love smell like? We all have a different answer to that. And I think all of them are beautiful. And then what does it mean when we just embellish them more and give it more space? So it's going to be a lot of playing and daring ourselves to take up as much space as we want.
I love that. Well, what about experience levels? Again, you kind of touched on this just now, but you know, anyone can dive right in, right?
Yep. Yep. And I'm a trauma-informed teaching artist and learner. And so what that means is I really try to engage the folks in the room based on what their needs and curiosities are. So what is exciting about this workshop is I don't quite know who will be in the room yet. So I have a very large lesson plan and structure, but inside of it is a lot of open space for different paths for individual learners to go down, because no one learns the same and no one writes the same. So beginners, folks that are really experienced, as long if they're more experienced than me, I would love to learn from them, you know? And this will be a little community of people in this workshop. So I believe we can all learn from each other's voices, and everyone's creativity is valid and powerful.
I think you've sold me, Rachel. I think you've sold me. Well, where should you go? You know, what should you do if you want to take part? Should you just visit the Delaware Shakespeare website?
Yeah. So it's delshakes.org, and it's right on their homepage. There's a little banner, create your own love poem. And there are two sessions. There's one this upcoming Saturday and the following Saturday, but folks can attend one or the other. I'll make the materials of one session available to the other. And because I love people so much, it's also going to come with like individual time. If you can't make it to one of the sessions, but you want to workshop your poem with me, we're going to make space for that to happen if that's what folks need to engage and create their own love poem.
Thanks to Rachel O'Hanlon-Rodriguez and Arkham McKinnon for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist.